Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Texter all over me because I said that summer was underway and it's not officially underway. I think did I not say the unofficial start of summer when talking about Memorial Day? I mean, it's summer. Like, it's going to be 70s today, or feel like 80 today, Curtis. The weather this week is looking good until we head to Newport, I think, on Thursday. But
right.
I mean, it's summer. Summer is here.
If this is how you're spending your morning correcting semantically the timing of summer, then I hope your day improves.
We have a pregame on Thursday night in Newport at the Landing. And then the road show is happening at the Lobster Bar in Newport on Friday morning. Right on the water. Back deck, probably, as long as weather cooperates. And I believe that this week you get extended road show because Jones and Keith are coming with us to Rhode Island.
Oh.
So they'll be there for pregame, and then they are going to do their show at the Lobster Bar once we are done with our road show.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah. So you get a full day.
And Keith is awesome on and off the air. Great guy to talk to. And if you meet Jones, I recommend this just for Jones. The nicest guy in the world.
Yeah.
Does not match what you hear on the radio. Like, I've known Jones for 20 years.
Yeah.
He is as good a guy as exists, likes having a good time talking with people. So that'll be fun for those guys to get out there.
Has Rich weighed in on Courtney's Pizzagate scoop yet?
Mm.
Ooh.
Oh, he's going to take Shime's side 1,000,000%. Those two are thick.
Oh, yeah. I got a text from Rich that said, and I quote, LOL, tough go for Courtney today.
Jeez.
Wow.
Well, there are two.
How is this on me? It really should be Shime's brother who DM'd me.
Throwing your source out there, huh?
Wait a second.
All right.
Wait a second.
The price of poker just went up.
Oh, my Lord. You are a fraud, my friend.
How would my brother know anything? Yeah. He was working on Thursday.
No, your brother would know more than anybody.
Thank you. This wasn't just a Joe Schmo on the street who thought he saw Shime. It was his brother.
That's a great source.
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
Right.
Impeachable. That's an impeachable source.
And I would have never said it, but Shime found it out.
Right.
So.
And that's like what it's like, Courtney, what you did. It's you do the thing you're never supposed to do, reveal your source, but when you did reveal it, now we know that.
It's legit.
Yeah, now we know it's legit.
Yep.
Right.
The only child making other families totally alone. This is great.
Yep.
By the way, I just wanted to add one nugget that we mentioned briefly, and because it probably makes Ken uncomfortable. Ken Laird, totally unprompted Saturday, said to me that Shime had a whole pizza.
Right.
Not looking to have a big battle over this. But I had a whole, speaking about himself, I had a whole
talk
pie.
About making up lies.
And he had a whole pie.
See, that's the other part of this, which is also controversial.
And I've Ken as many things. He is not a liar.
No.
Courtney literally defended me on that prior to this Chick-fil-A report.
As a part of this, Lally's going to present some info, and I just thought.
And Ken is absolutely a liar.
Was he?
He signs your paychecks.
Actually, there's somebody higher than him.
Again, I am Team Shime on how many slices he had because. Right.
Well, you didn't see him when he was bent over in the corner eating it.
I didn't see that.
Himself.
I was never bent over. I was too busy pack battling, all right, Greg?
I mean, because let's be honest, like, all it takes is one or two bites and you could get rid of a bar pizza, one slice real quick.
Because Ken even tried to hand me a pepper and onion pizza. I said, no thanks, I prefer no onions on my pizza.
Right. I need to dop this with a piece of a napkin so the grease is gone.
Oh, come on now, I'm not that much of a nick.
I have to say, the big loser here is not Courtney or Shime, it's Shime's brother. What are you doing?
No, the kid is honest.
I love him. Kyle, my guy.
Being honest, it's all he's doing.
My guy, Kyle.
Shime
and the people saying,
your,
good,
that,
Good luck getting another source after that. Nope, this is what I'm retiring on. I don't want any more sources.
It's a good one.
What, another false report?
It's a pretty good one.
Yeah, that's
Shime,
a real
I usually have your back.
Yeah.
You better watch your tone with me, young sir.
You know, lately, Courtney, I have had your back, but, you know,
not
when
really.
You come at the king, you best not miss.
Holy guacamole.
There's no defense.
Does one show on a holiday and gets a big head.
Courtney, that's a great source. I'm going to lean more towards the brother. The brother knows.
Yeah, the brother that I haven't seen in, like, weeks. That makes sense.
Were you making more excuses yesterday during the show, you and Mego, about the match?
No, all I had said was I wished Wiggy was there to heckle me. I feel like I do better when people are heckling me. That was the comment I made yesterday.
Right. I mean, I didn't show up that late.
No, I know. It's my fault for not prolonging it, Wiggy. I was terrible.
You would have shot the 41 if Wiggy had been there heckling you?
Maybe not 41. Maybe 51, Greg. Who knows?
It's when he plays at his best.
I was not listening, unfortunately, but I got a tweet that said that Shime said that he would, quote, dominate me.
Ooh. Oh, that I did say. Yes.
Okay.
Stop that, Shime.
Like, do you not learn? Yeah.
Just take.
Oh no, I learned plenty. I learned that Greg is smart and capable, and I'll wipe the floor with you. I'm not too worried about that.
Just say I'm not even sure if I can beat Curtis.
Right, under promise, over deliver.
Yeah, I'm not. That's not how I live my life, Curtis. I talk a big game all the time, always 100% of the time.
Okay. Well,
This is Boston Bar Guy. Hello, Boston Bar Guy.
Hey guys, how we doing? Let's stop. I know everybody's hitting the panic button with the Sox, but it's May 27th. Let's give it a few more weeks.
Okay.
I like Cora. We were all excited when they signed Cora. But hey, Wiggy, listen, buddy. You got to stop with the All City stuff. If you call Boss Classic or Harold Doss Classic, okay. Boston All City, come on. You don't play the infield in with two outs, Wiggy.
You definitely play the third baseman, bases loaded, toes on the grass.
First of all, you didn't say that when you were talking, okay?
Well, yeah, I've been infield in. I would play it in because I'm an aggressive manager.
There were two outs, Wiggy. Come on.
Yeah, it was two outs. Let me ask you one simple question. How did the Red Sox lose that game?
They lost the game because they didn't score any runs.
Can someone get a big hit?
They lost. They can't advance runners.
They advanced runners in the ninth. They lost that game. They lost that game 3-2. They advanced runners in the ninth. If they would have went into the ninth inning 2-1 like it was in the eighth, then who knows the outcome? But you gave the game away because you elected. I'm aggressive, but even if you want to say, all right, infield back, let's play our third baseman in, because the guy that was up was 0-3, and he hits a dribbler down the third baseline, I'm telling you. Shout out to Coach Jordan, too. That's my little league coach.
Also, Curtis, to clarify, because you have it on, when it comes to Roman Anthony not being up, you had that on Cora as one of your arguments.
Well, I just think that they have not fast-tracked these guys to the big leagues, and it's been just the Devers thing, the way the season began, where what I thought would be conversations the manager would have with the star player, especially considering the public nature of Cora's pursuit of Bregman, was a huge whiff. And you can have all the barbecues in Fort Myers you want. They sound lovely. But if your most talented player is pissed at you and you don't head it off before everybody arrives, then you're not being proactive. And everything about this season has been the opposite of urgency. And so, like, you allow mistakes to continue to fester. You don't actively fix situations. You wait for a guy to get hurt to bring up Mayer. You pull your best pitcher at 85 pitches and say, it's how we're pitching the whole year. And the worst part of it, you didn't tell Crochet he only had 85 pitches. If your best pitcher knows he's only gonna get 85 of them, maybe he pitches differently. How do you not communicate that?
This is Jeremy from Providence, Rhode Island. What's up, Jeremy?
What's going on, guys? Well, hey. You got it all wrong. I love you, but you got it wrong.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The mistake happened when Cora pulled Narvaez to pinch run Connor Wong, because then they pitched around Raffy, and Wong can't hit.
Right.
Wong can't hit.
That was another one. That was another one. I didn't even bring that one up, but that was another one. You're exactly right. And then it was Wong who was left up there with, what, first and third, I believe, with two outs, and he wasn't able to drive in the tie and run. That's another one on Cora's plate. That is absolutely a great point right there.
Speaking of plates, Chris in the truck said, sources say the lights went out and the pizza went bye-bye from Shine.
A.K.A. Shine went bye-bye.
That's a good point.
Just another source here.
Yeah.
Who am I to judge?
I'm guessing he's used to eating in the dark at times. Once Lauren has gone to bed.
Yeah.
I actually go to bed first. Thank you. But
I'm just going to go down and check and make sure the doors are locked.
Right.
Yeah. As someone who has to get up at the not even the crack of dawn before that, I go to bed first.
Well, we know from his brother that he loves eating in the car.
He likes to eat in the car.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
Yeah. I mean, it's the closet eating thing, which I feel like we may have driven you to. That's why I think maybe we should back down on the comments a little bit.
Greg, you live your life, I'll live mine.
I mean, I'm a car reader too.
This morning, you know?
No, I'm not testy at all.
I feel like the brothers should call in, settle this on the on the people's airwaves.
Did you go with Polynesian or Chick-fil-A sauce when you got the Chick-fil-A?
I believe there's actually photo evidence of me on Twitch eating Chick-fil-A.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
That is definitely Shine.
AI is so good.
AI is so good.
It's actually crazy.
Is your brother still going to be, from this point forward, in your, as you said earlier, in your inner circle?
I don't know, Greg. Things need to be changed.
That could be a problem.
Yeah, if you're just making up crap about me like this, I don't, you know.
Also, outer circle is what some were calling that golf shirt you were wearing.
Oh, God. By the way, I got another DM. John Hutton, good morning. Chris, just make Shime show his transaction history on the Chick-fil-A app. I didn't know there was one.
Show... look at this. I don't have the Chick-fil-A app, Curtis.
I'm just reiterating
the
message.
No, I know. I'm just showing.
Yeah, he could have paid cash, you know.
But that's smart for Shime not to have the Chick-fil-A app, not leaving a paper trail. No paper trail there. Strictly cash transactions, Courtney. Well, no.
Like other addicts, he just pays somebody, stands outside and pays somebody to go in and buy it for him.
I never bought booze on a card.
Greg, I go in and buy my own Pokemon cards. Thank you.
Big sneak was when the Whole Foods in the South End started selling booze. I was like, I just had to get a big dinner ready. Get like three handles of gin.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.